弟兄姊妹们早上好。
Greetings to you all.
愿平安归给大家。
And may peace come upon all of you.
好多弟兄姊妹，我们是第一次见面。
For many of us, this is the first time that we see each other.
所以呢，我就首先做一点简短的自我介绍。
So I'd like to briefly introduce myself.
我叫黄家乐。
My name is Caleb Wong.
这是我30多年前移民到美国的时候自己取的名字。
I gave this name to myself about more than 3 decades ago when I moved to the United States.
我是生长在台湾。
I grew up in Taiwan.
我父母亲给我取的名字叫黄共昭。
My parents gave me a name, which is 黄共昭。
史老弟兄呢，认识我的大哥，跟他同工。我的大哥叫黄共环。
My older brother is 黄共环。
他比我大10岁。
He's older than me by 10 years.
我是15岁蒙恩得救。
I was saved at the age of 15.
今年74岁。
And this year I'm 74 years old.
差一年呢、就60年在主里头。
So when you're shy of 60, that I believe in the Lord.
我一得救就在台湾的聚会所得救。
As soon as I got saved, I was going to a meeting in the local church in Taiwan.
一直到80年代的后期，我才离开所谓的召会。
Until the 80s, then I left the local church.
因为我觉得当时啊的带领、教训跟实行啊都有一些的偏差。
I felt that the teachings and the leadings at the time were a little bit deviated.
现在呢，我主要的服事。
And now, where I serve?
是一面。写圣经注解。
The focus of my ministry is on one hand I write expositories.
我盼望在2020年年底，如果主还没有再来，2020年年底之前，如果主还没有再来
，If the Lord hasn't returned by the end of 2020,
我会把所有圣经66卷都。一节一节的写完注解。
And I will expound on every verse in the Bible for all the 66 books.
现在已经完成全部新约跟几卷的旧约了。
I have finished the New Testament and I also started on the New Testament, the Old Testament already.
我都把它放在网站上。
And they are online.
有华文，有英文。
There is in Chinese as well as English.
如果你不知道我网站的网址
，If you don't know the website,
你只要到 Google 也好 ，Dean MSN 的 Dean， 或者是Yahoo， 或者是大陆的百度 search engine 去看。
You can Google it, or you can go on Baidu or Yahoo.
你只要简单打一个华人。查经。
You can type in Chinese Bible study.
马上跳出来第一个就是我的网站。
Then the very first one appears is my website.
所以很容易就能够上到我的网站。
It's very easy to find.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
因为用的人很多。
Because there are many users.
每年有几百万圣徒啊都在看这个网站。
A few million Christians look at that website every year.
盼望你们也为我祷告。
And I ask you to all pray for me.
如果可能的话
，If possible,
能够把全部圣经都能够写完。
That I can finish writing on the entire Bible.
好，我们要回到正题来。
Let's go back to our main theme here.
弟兄们决定。我们这一次退休会的主题
And brothers have set the theme for this conference
就是 众臣们都当抬起头来。
That is, you gates, lift up your heads.
因为荣耀的王要进来。
For the King of Glory shall come in.
那么我的部分呢，有两篇信息。
So for me, there are two messages.
第一篇我就定为众臣们都当抬起头来。
The first one is on lift up your heads, you gates.
第二篇呢，就是荣耀的王要进来。
The second one is the King of Glory shall come in.
这一节圣经啊，是从诗篇二十四篇出来的。
This verse came from Psalms 24.
我们好不好先读几处的圣经
？Let's read several passages together.
诗篇二十四篇第七节。
Psalm chapter 24, verse 7.
众臣们啊
lift up your head,
你们要 抬起头来永久的门户你们被举起那永王要进来然后第二处是启示录第三章
The second place is in Revelation, chapter 3,
二十节
verse 20
看啊我站在门外叩门若有听见我声音就开门的我就进他那里去我与他他与我一同坐席第三处就是启示录十一章十五节
Revelation chapter 11 verse 15
第七位天使吹号天上就有大声音说世上的国成了我主和主基督的国他要做王直到永永远远最后我们看马太福音
Lastly, let's turn to Matthew
25章
Chapter 25
31节
Verse 31
当人子在他荣耀里同着一切圣天使降临的时候要坐在他荣耀的宝座上我们的圣经就读这么多
And that ends our scripture reading.
首先我要解释诗篇二十四章的背景和属灵的意义
I'd like to explain on the background and the symbolism and the spiritual meaning of chapter 24 of Psalms.
诗篇二十四章
Chapter 24 of Psalms
是接连二十二、二十三、二十四三篇
It's a sequel to chapter 22 and 23.
这三篇是弥赛亚诗篇中的牧者之诗
And this one, out of the three, is a chapter of a shepherd.
史弟兄说这三篇的名字二十二篇叫做好牧人
And chapter three is the good, chapter 22 is a good shepherd.
然后二十三篇是大牧人
And then chapter 23 is the great shepherd.
然后二十四篇是牧长之诗
And then 24 is the pastor.
牧长啊。
The chief pastor.
啊，这三篇呢，乃是讲到我们主耶稣他的过去、现在跟将来。
These three chapters talks about the Lord Jesus, on his past, present, and future.
过去他是好牧人。
The past he was a good shepherd.
他为我们舍命。
He gave his life for us.
这是二十二篇说的。
And that's what it says in chapter 22.
现在他是大牧人。
And then at the present time, he is the great shepherd.
他现在正在牧养着我们每一个人。
He is at the present time shepherding all of us.
然后将来他还要再来。
And then he will come back.
啊，要来提接你我信他的人。
You and me, those of us who believe in him.
这啊，这跟哥林多后书的第一章啊，那里呀、啊，保罗说的话很符合。
It's comparable to what Paul mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
我们曾经蒙了极大的救恩。
We have received such great salvation.
他今天也在拯救我们。
He is still saving us today.
将来还要救我们。
And he will save us still.
啊，我们的主跟我们呢，实在是关系很密切。
Our Lord and us are, have such intimate relationship.
那么我们说众城门啊，都当抬起头来。
So when we say, ye gates, lift up your heads.
圣经学者啊，都有各种不同的解释。
Bible scholars have all kinds of explanations.
啊，最普遍的解释就是昨天晚上，可惜我没有到，所以我没有听到。
So the most popular one was mentioned last night.
史弟兄说的啊，是你我所有的人，属主的人。
As Brother Z mentioned, that all of us who belong to the Lord.
Yeah.
Or we can say all the churches.
那么因着我要在这里、啊、有一篇关于众城门的信息。
And so as I share a message on the OE gates.
那么我啊，要把我自己啊，从主所看见的一点亮光啊，跟你们分享。
I'd like to share with you the enlightenment that I received from the Lord.
从我对我来说
，So to me，
城门呐、啊，乃是属神的人呐、啊，进进出出的地方。
The gates is a place where believers of the Lord go in and out.
啊，就是说，在耶路撒冷城里头。的神子民啊，进进出出的城门。
That is the inhabitants there that go in and out of the gate.
这代表着什么呢
？What does that represent?
这代表的你我每一个人在主里头的属灵经历。
That talks about our experience in the Lord.
我们天天都在城门那里啊，进进出出。
Our spiritual experience, that is, we go in and out of the gate.
我们天天都在主里头有所属灵的经历。
And daily we have experiences.
那这个属灵的经历啊
，And such spiritual experiences.
只要是真正在主里头的
，As long as it's indeed in the Lord.
都要存到永远。
They will last it for eternity.
所以这里说是永久的门户。
That's why it is the everlasting doors.
啊。你我不要小看我们在主里头的经历。
So don't belittle our experiences in the Lord.
我们要好好宝贵、珍赏这一个经历。
We must cherish out the experiences.
那么城墙呢
？And then what about the city wall?
啊，城墙就是当局外的人呐、啊，要破庆进这个城的时候。
When the people outside of the city want to come in,
从地平线上啊，第一个看见的就是城墙。
So, the very first thing that people can see is the city wall.
这个城墙啊，是在世人面前。
So the city wall is in front of people of the world.
在众天使面前。
In front of all the angels.
乃是一个见证。
It is a testimony.
见证我们所是的
，to testify what we are，
见证我们所活出来的
，and to testify what we live out，
怎样把我们的经历活出来
，and also how to live out our experiences。
这个见证呢，很自然的就成了我们的保护。
Such testimony naturally becomes your protection。
所以啊，城墙啊，也是一个保护的城墙。
So city wall also talks about protection。
那么这个城墙呢，因着跟外面啊有所隔绝。
So because the city wall divides what's inside and what's outside.
所以也是一种分别的界限。
And that's why it is a line of separation.
但是我要在这里啊，很简要的说。
And I'd like to say it very briefly.
在我的这两天的信息里头。
In the 2 days of messages.
城门代表经历。
The gates represent experiences.
城墙代表见证。
And the city wall represents testimony.
那这个城众城门啊，都要抬起头来。
You gates, lift up your heads.
刚才领诗歌的弟兄，我不知道弟兄是姓
蔡
弟兄啊，他说垂头啊。头低头。
Brother Choi just mentioned that oftentimes we bow our heads.
我们很啊，这个好像啊，假如光景不好的时候啊，就垂头丧气。
When our conditions are not good, we bow our heads and we are very depressed.
我们啊，我用一个比方说哈。
Let me just give you an analogy.
你们，我今天吃早饭的时候看到好多的小孩子。
This morning, as we have breakfast, I saw a lot of kids.
做妈妈的有时候啊，要小孩子啊，在家里头不要乱吃东西啊，不要偷吃糖啊。
Back home, moms usually tell the kids, "Don't eat candy, don't just eat anything."
但是呢，小孩子啊，你越告诉他不要，他越要。
But for kids, of course, when you tell them not to, then the more they want to.
当妈妈回到家里头来的时候啊，
when mom gets home,
如果是一种特别的东西，你做不得了，啊，吃做不得，妈妈要骂了。
And so, since you did what you shouldn't have done, so now I'm going to scold you.
那小孩子啊，一看到妈妈就好像啊。不敢啊，抬起头来。
So when the kids saw mom, they dare not to lift up their heads.
最好啊，这个眼啊，世界啊，就要避开一点。
Try not to have eye contact.
这就表示说什么呢？他心里啊有鬼。
That means he has got something hiding.
啊，他没有办法向妈妈有所交代。
He cannot have a normal fellowship with mom.
同样的光景。
And in the same condition.
主把我们留在这个地上。
The Lord left us on this earth.
让我们呢、啊、至少有几十年的光阴。
So that at least we should have about a few decades living on this earth.
彼得说啊，他不是单言。
That the Lord is not delaying.
那是等候。
But that he is waiting.
等候什么呢
？Waiting for what？
等候我们呢、啊？这些经历还不够的人啊，快快经历。
Waiting for those of us who have not experienced enough, so that we can finish our experiencing Him.
等候我们啊，能够快快的有成熟的属灵生命。
And that we can quickly mature spiritually.
等候我们啊。有一个在地上美好的见证。
And waiting for us to have a good testimony on earth.
就是个人来说。
And so individually.
我们在地上乃是世上的光。
We are the light of the world.
就着教会整体来说。
And based on the corporate as a church.
我们乃是金灯台。
And we are the golden lampstand.
我们的这一个见证。
This testimony.
能不能交代呢、
can we give an account?
那一位荣耀的王要进来。
The King of Glory shall come in.
我们的光景如何呢
？How is our condition?
我知道好多弟兄姊妹们。
And I do know many brothers and sisters.
啊，在聚会中啊，祷告的时候很大声。
They pray out loud, really loud in the meetings.
主啊，愿你快来。
Lord, come soon, quickly.
当主摸着你的良心。
And then when the Lord touches your conscience.
你预备好了没有
？Are you ready?
你也许啊，私下里头说，主啊，求你慢慢来吧。
Maybe in private, you will say to the Lord, "Slow down, Lord."
主一直在那里忍耐着等待。
He keeps waiting patiently.
乃是等待我们啊。抓住这一个机会
waiting for us to grasp this chance.
快快把我们的属灵经历建造。
So that we can be edified in our spiritual experiences.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天早上。
This morning.
我要用尼希米记的第三章。
I would like to use Nehemiah chapter 3.
因为第三章啊，这里头讲到城墙跟城门的重建。
Chapter 3 talks about the rebuilding, the repairing of the city wall as well as the gates.
它那个重建啊，
The rebuilding
是关系到主耶稣第一次的来。
Concerns the first coming of the Lord Jesus.
如果当时没有尼希米这个城门跟城墙的重建，
If there were not the rebuilding of the wall of the city wall as well as the gates of Nehemiah,
就没有一个好的这个环境啊被预备好。
Then there would not have been such a good environment prepared.
主耶稣就不可能降生在伯利恒。
Then the Lord Jesus could not have been born in Bethlehem.
因为是满了被这个仇敌啊欺凌的那个环境。
Because that circumstance was full of attack from the enemy.
这个属神的人啊都被掳到巴比伦去了。
And people of God were taken in captivity to Babylon.
很少人愿意回到巴勒斯坦地来。
Really, you will see people want to come back to Palestine.
必须有耶路撒冷城的重建。
There must be the rebuilding of the city wall.
他们才能够安定的生活在巴勒斯坦地。
Of Jerusalem, and then they can still dwell in Palestine.
这样主耶稣才能够照着预言降生在伯利恒。
So that the Lord Jesus can be born in Bethlehem according to the prophecy.
那我们今天应用这一章圣经。
So today we use this verse.
你我要知道。
This chapter, and you and I must know.
主耶稣快要再来了。
That the Lord Jesus will come back soon.
你我的重建城门跟城墙。
The rebuilding of the city wall as well as the gates for you and me.
跟主的再来啊，是息息相关的。
Is directly related to the coming of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
请不要小看这一件事。
Please don't belittle this.
主不是单言。
The Lord is not delaying.
他是正在忍耐地等候我们。
That he is waiting patiently for us.
好，那讲到众城门。
So when we talk about the gates,
我们读经的人知道在启示录最后二十一章
In Revelation 21
那里新耶路撒冷城、有十二个城门
In the new city of Jerusalem
但是尼希米记、第三章只有十个城门
In Nehemiah chapter 3 there are only 10 gates
也许有人说在尼希米记的十二章三十九节、还有另外两个门
And perhaps in Nehemiah chapter 12, verse 39, there are two more.
一个是以法莲门，一个是护卫门。
And there are the two mentioned in chapter 39.
但是我觉得圣灵让他们重建，记载这十个城门。
But the Holy Spirit helped them record it about these ten.
有属灵的意义。
There is spiritual significance to it.
Yeah. 什么叫做使呢？我们伸出两只手来有
各有 We can take out our two hands with ten fingers.
十个手指头
Ten fingers.
这代表什么呢
What does that represent?
我们的完全
That represents the completeness.
十二是到永远才完全
Twelve is the eternal completeness.
今天主再来之前呢的现今的世代
And the present age before the Lord's return.
只要重建十个城门。
We only need to rebuild ten gates.
这十个城门呢、是我们要一个一个必须重建的。
These ten must be rebuilt by us one by one.
必须要好好的把它经历啊。
And we must experience it fully.
而且这一个属灵的经历。
And such experiences
是按部就班
is must be step by step.
从阳门开始
beginning with the sheep gate,
一直到第十个哈米佛角门
until the mikvah gate.
啊，这一个都是有顺序
and these are in order.
但并不是说啊，你过去了那个经历就不需要再重新去经历阳门了。
But not to say that what is past and you don't need to experience it again.
乃是说我们这个经历啊是要什么呢？要好好从第一个门啊扎好根基。
But it is to say that we must establish our foundation well one by one.
然后十个都要好好有经历。
And then we should have experience of each one.
我们讲到阳门。
As we talk about the sheep gate,
这个任何人读约翰第十章，约翰福音第十章。
Anyone read of John chapter 4?
都知道这个阳门呢、啊、是指主耶稣跟我们发生关系的开头。
Know that it is the beginning of the Lord Jesus' relationship with us.
你我啊，乃是因着这位好牧人为羊舍命。
Because this good shepherd gave his life for the sheep.
我们呢、啊，才怎么样呢？属于他。
Therefore, we belong to him.
我们做他的羊。
And we are his sheep.
那么主耶稣在十章十节那里说。
And then chapter 10, verse 10 says.
人子来是要叫羊得生命。
The Son of Man came to give life,
并且得的更丰盛
to the sheep and a life more abundantly.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
只要是基督徒啊，都是神的羊
as long as you're a Christian, you are a sheep.
但是我要问说
and I must ask then,
你这个羊门的经历啊
then your experience of the sheep gate,
有没有好好的建造好
Is it well established?
你的经历是不是可以抬头在主面前
And does your experience help you to lift up your head?
第一个
The very first one
他说要叫羊得生命
Is to give life to the sheep
并且得的更丰盛
And a life more abundant
弟兄姊妹们我们在主面前生命的程度如何呢
How is our level of life before the Lord?
这个生命的程度啊不在乎你脑筋里头道理懂得多少
It's not based on how much knowledge you have in your head
生命的程度不在乎你的嘴巴里头啊多会讲
Nor how much you can say with your mouth
生命的程度也不在乎你的手啊多会做事
No, how much you can do with your hands.
生命的程度乃是在于啊你我跟主的关系建立在什么地方
The level of life is based on where we establish our relationship with the Lord.
主耶稣说过一句话
The Lord Jesus has once said
你们查考圣经
You study the Bible
啊，因为里头有什么
？Because，
但是主耶稣责备大家。
But yet the Lord Jesus rebuked them.
你们却不肯到我面前来得生命。
You don't come to me to receive life.
许多时候
，oftentimes，
特别是像我这样啊，常常在众人面前讲道讲话的人。
Someone like me who speaks frequently.
我要承认，常常是为别人读圣经。
I have to admit that I oftentimes read the Bible for others.
啊，这是一个亏欠。
And this is a big shortcoming.
但是主也提醒我。
And yet the Lord reminds me.
你要自己先得着生命。
You must receive life first.
每一次。我们来到聚会中
Every time when we come to meeting,
我们不是来听道
We're not here to hear a sermon
我很怕大家听道听得多了
I'm afraid that all of us hear too many sermons
啊，就变成听道专家。
And we become an expert in hearing sermons.
啊，这个人讲得好。
This one speaks so good.
啊，那个人讲得不好。
That one speaks badly.
变成了听道，为着听道而听道。
So we become people who hear sermons for the sake of hearing sermons.
我是觉得说啊，你浪费了时间。
That means you're wasting your time.
你必须要有一颗心。
You must have a heart.
来到聚会中。
As you come to the meeting.
乃是来到主面前。
Means that you come before the Lord.
主啊，最低限度给我得这几句话吧。
Lord, give me at least a few sentences.
啊，圣经说啊，只要一句话。
And as long as it's just one word.
我不知道，每一次你聚会完了，你得了什么话没有？
Did you receive any word in the meeting?
你本来垂头丧气来的。
You were very despondent when you came.
当上会的时候，你能不能抬头挺胸
？At the end of the meeting, can you lift up your head?
我说我的经历哈。
And I will share my own experience.
啊，有时候我觉得好像很累。
And sometimes I was so tired.
好像生病了。
As if I started to get sick.
我想要跟主请假。
And I wanted to take some time off from the Lord.
因为我一生呢，直到退休，我是一面带着职业，一面服侍主。
And even I retired, but I still work for the Lord.
Up to retirement, I am on the one hand working, and on the other hand serving the Lord. 这我是一面啊这样做，所以呢，常常啊跟主说，今天我病了，你能不能让我啊不去参加聚会
？So I would even ask and said, can I just not go to meeting today?
但是主不允许。
But the Lord didn't allow it.
所以勉强带着这个好像要垮下去的身体。
So as I brought this body that was about to collapse to the meeting,
来到聚会中。
I came to the meeting.
许多时候
Oftentimes,
不知道为什么
not knowing why,
很可能就是得着一句话
Perhaps I receive a word,
我一下子就变成活跳跳的
And suddenly I was able to jump
乃是、啊、抬头、啊、
Lift up my head
哇一切的病症都不见了
And no more symptoms of sickness、
啊、所以盼望这个生命的关系啊要建立得好。
So I hope that this relationship of life will be well established.
还有一个关系叫做从属的关系。
And another one, is
从属 is who belong to.
Oh, the sense of belonging.
Who you are belong.
Who you belong to.
Yeah. 主耶稣说啊，羊是什么呢？自己的羊。我的羊
And the Lord Jesus said, These are my sheep.
是主的羊
The Lord's sheep.
我们有没有认主为主啊
Do we honor him as Lord?
我们常常在家里都挂着一个牌子
Oftentimes we have a hanging on the wall at home.
基督是我家之主
Christ is the Lord of this house.
哇
is the head of this house.
一进到客厅里头啊
As soon as you go into the living room,
啊，这个家真的是属于基督的
And indeed, this home is, the Christ is the head of this home.
但是在你的讲话中
But then in your speech,
在你的行为中
In your conduct,
什么时候你承认他是主呢
When did you honor him as Lord?
你什么时候问过主说我可以不可以
When did you ask the Lord, can I do this or do that?
许多时候我们是我行我素。
Oftentimes I do as I wish.
Yeah. 我喜欢什么我就做什么。
I just do whatever I want.
我喜欢说什么我就说了。
And I say whatever I want to say.
等到说了。
And then afterwards,、
哎、
you want to cover up your mouth. Because I said something wrong.
里头呢主在里头就责备了。
And then the Lord rebuked us within.
主乃是在那里提醒我们。
The Lord is reminding us.
你我跟主的关系只是名义上的关系呢
Is a relationship within just the superficial?
还是我们每天行为 行事为人里头的主呢？
Or that we see the Lord in our daily walk.
以弗所书四章第一节。
Ephesians 4:1.
保罗说啊，你的行事为人要与所蒙的恩相称。
Paul says that your mannerism must be worthy of the calling that you have received.
我们有没有跟所蒙的恩相称呢？
So are deeds worthy of the calling we received?
什么叫做相称？
So what does that mean?
那就是说啊，你在天平里头啊，
哎， means you put it on a balance.
就是很平衡。
It should be very even, very balanced.
常常啊，是什么呢？
Oftentimes, what happens is.
不相称。
Is imbalance.
我们不像一个得救蒙恩的人。
We don't behave like someone who is saved.
我们不像是属主的人。
And we don't behave like someone who belongs to the Lord.
你不要以为在教会中啊，就一切都好了。
Don't assume that, well, as long as I come to church, everything will be fine.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
好多人就把他们的所做的侍奉就当作是，这是我的事。
A lot of people thought that the ministry, the services they are in, is their thing.
甚至把弟兄姊妹啊，看作说，这些是我的羊。
And that they would assume that these are my sheep.
所以啊，如果啊有人啊跑到别的地方去了，哇，谁谁谁来偷羊了。
And then if someone left and went somewhere else, you say, well, someone stole our sheep.
如果你有一个广大的心胸的话，
If you have a broad heart,
你就要知道说所有的羊都是属主的。
Then you will know that all the sheep belong to the Lord.
如果有人在我这里要不满意，
If someone is not satisfied, here,
在别的地方啊，真的能够得到喂养的话，
And that they can really receive feeding elsewhere,
那应该要感谢赞美主。
Then I should thank and praise the Lord.
要为他欢喜快乐。
And I should rejoice for that person.
但是许多时候啊，都是什么呢？
But lots of times what happens is.
所谓的羊啊，都是看人头，只有人头。
We just count the heads.
没有建立起跟主的那个关系啊。
The relationship with the Lord was not established.
还有这个羊的门啊，还有一个很重要的，主耶稣是说，我要使他们什么呢？合而为一。
And concerning the sheep gate, the Lord Jesus said, I will unite them.
他说，我另外还有一群羊。
I have another flock.
那是指犹太人。
That's talking about the Jews.
那是指外邦人。
And also the Gentiles.
犹太人、外邦人本来中间有隔断的墙。
There was a dividing wall between the Jews and the Gentiles.
主要所有属他的羊都要合而为一。
The Lord will unite all his sheep as one.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我这是可以讲差不多全世界到处都去跑的。
I've been all over the world.
我觉得啊，哎呀，只要是属主的都是宝贵的。
As long as they belong to the Lord, they're all precious.
有一次啊，我有一个很特殊的经历。
One time I had a very peculiar experience.
我在瑞士的叫做巴索，巴索，瑞士。
I was in Swiss and Sweden.
Not Sweden, Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Switzerland. 这个我跟我姊妹一起去访问一对长老夫妇。
My wife and I went to visit an elderly couple.
你都知道我是中国人哈。
You know I'm Chinese.
那黄颜色。
Yellow skin.
我的姊妹在哪里？我想请她站起来一下。
Where's my wife? I'd like her to stand up.
哦，在最后。
There she is.
再站起来，人家好多人没有看到。
Please stand up again.
她也是黄皮肤。
She's also yellow skin.
但是是日本人。
But she's Japanese.
啊，那我们访问的那个瑞士夫妇。
The couple that we interview in Switzerland.
两个人都是白种人。
Both of them are Caucasian.
弟兄是德国裔，德国的白种人。
The brother came from Germany, but he's white.
姊妹是法国的白种人。
The wife is white from France.
然后啊，他们把我们两个带去家庭访问。
Both of them brought us to a family interview.
访问一对黑种人的夫妇。
Oh, to interview a couple who's black.
丈夫是什么呢？是印度人。
The husband is from India.
太太呢是斯里兰卡西兰。
The wife is from Sri Lanka.
啊。
Sri Lanka.
你看到没有啊？三对夫妇。
So three couples here, six people all together.
三种皮肤。
Three different skin colors.
六个国籍。
Six different flags.Nation flags.
啊，我们在主里头啊，都有很美好的交通。
We have very good fellowship in the Lord.
当我们离开那对黑种夫妇的家的时候
，When we left that family, the black family,
我们都抱在一起流泪哭啊。
We all hug each other in tears.
这是什么
？What is this?
因为我们在里头啊。灵已经把我们合而为一了。
Because the Spirit unites us as one.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
你见到别的不认识的弟兄姊妹
，When you see other brothers and sisters whom you do not know，
你有没有一种很亲切的感觉
？Do you have this very close feeling？
是一种生命相连的感觉。
This dear feeling that our lives are united。
是在爱里头合而为一的感觉。
And that we're united in love.
主一直为我们祷告。
The Lord kept praying for us.
他要我们合而为一。
He wants us to unite as one.
但是呢，有些人就把这个合一啊，哇，化成各种各种的条件的合一。
But a lot of people will add a lot of conditions to it.
我的背景啊。
My background is.
就是什么呢？行政的合一。
That I'm supposed to be to act righteously, and then we all we unite as one.
Yeah. 啊，都在同一个长老体系的下面呢。
And we all will be under one elder, one system.
啊，如果不是属于这个体系里头的。
If you don't belong to this system.
好像啊，视同陌路人。
Then I would treat them as outsiders.
所以我觉得这个同工们呐、啊，这次邀请我来，我很这个非常的什么呢？赏识。
I was very glad that I was able to share with you.
因为啊，这个梁弟兄啦，这个高弟兄，好多人我都。没有见过面。
Because a lot of brothers here I have never seen before.
张弟兄没有见过面。居然啊，提议说要请我来。
And yet I was invited to come.
不见外。
And I was not treated as a stranger.
我觉得你们非常大胆。
And I thought that you are very bold.
万一啊，我讲错话，让你们呢下不了台。
What if I say something wrong?
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这是在主里头合而为一的光景。
This is the condition of unity before the Lord.
因为你若是有那种合而为一的感觉的话
，If you have that feeling of unity,
你就没有那个什么地盘 territory.
Then you will not be territorial.
啊，这个。你我都是在主里头的。
Because you and I were all in the Lord.
只要我不讲异端哈。
As long as I don't speak heresies.
在我在这里啊，只要不乱讲话。
Oh, that I just casually say anything.
其实我要告诉弟兄姊妹们。
But actually, I wanted to share with you all.
同工们越是对我的信任。
the more the coworkers trust me,
我越是在这里啊，恐惧战惊。
The more I fear and tremble,
恐怕说错话。
Fear that I might say something wrong.
感谢主，我有羊门的经历。
But thank the Lord that I have the experience of the sheep gate.
然后第二个门呢是鱼门。
And then the second one is fish gate.
我们都知道，主耶稣告诉他的门徒说：“来跟从我。”我要叫你们得人如得鱼。
Lord Jesus told them, "Come follow me. I will make you fishers of men."
所以鱼门的经历，第一个就是传福音。
So the very first experience of the fish of fish gate is to preach the gospel.
有些人说我刚刚蒙恩得救。
Some say, "Well, I just got saved."
我圣经啊，连马太福音都没有读完。
I haven't finished reading the gospel of Matthew.
我怎么能够传福音？
So how can I preach the gospel?
哇，这个道理知道的很少啊。
I know very little.
我只知道主为我钉十字架。
All I know is the Lord was crucified for me.
我只知道主耶稣是神的儿子。
All I know is that the Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
啊，我只知道他所流的血
是。And that he shed his blood.
是要赦免遮盖我的罪。
Is to forgive us and to cover us.
够了。
That's enough.
你不要传福音，不要认识太多。
If you don't preach the gospel,
no need to know many things, many doctrine.
You don't have to know many doctrines to preach the gospel.
我觉得啊，刚刚蒙恩得救的时候啊
，When I just got saved,
传福音最有能力。
Preaching the gospel at that time was the most powerful.
我将近六十年的。光景啊
I've been saved for more than almost 60 years now.
就是开头那两三年啊
The very first two, three years.
带领人得救的比其他总和的还多。
The number that I was able to convert, those three few years was more than the latter years.
Yeah, 刚蒙恩得救啊，你里头灵新鲜。
Because your spirit is so fresh.
你所讲的话都很真。
And the words you say are so real.
都能够什么呢？进到人的心里头。
And those words can enter into people's heart.
所以圣经说啊，深渊与深渊响应。
So the Bible tells us that the deep echoes with the deep.
你用道理想要说服人。
If you want to use doctrine to persuade, convince people.
有时候别人说不好意思，就跟你讲说是是是。
And sometimes people are just too embarrassed to reject you, and they will say yes, yes.
但是他们心里头啊，已经把门啊关起来了。
But then deep in their hearts, they close the door already.
没有办法。
And that's hard.
所以要传福音吗
？So do we need to preach the gospel?
从你得救第一天就要传福音。
The very first day you got saved is the day to preach the gospel.
这就是腓立比书第一章。
That's what it says in Philippians chapter 1.
这个使徒保罗告诉腓立比教会。
Paul tells the church of Philippi.
你们从第一天。
From day one.
就什么呢？就在那里啊，兴旺福音。
You further the gospel.
那里讲说同心合意的兴旺福音。
In one accord.
其实啊，那个同心合意啊。
And that one accord
是我们中国的翻译啊。
It's actually a translation in Chinese.
乃是说有份于。
Actually, it says partake.
或者是说交通于。
Or fellowship.
啊，从第一天你就可以交通于这个兴旺福音。
From day one, you can have fellowship in the furthering of the gospel.
所以圣经的榜样给我们看到。
And that's an example in the Bible we see.
鱼门啊，是紧接着我们得救的羊门。
So fish gate is right after the sheep gate.
那我们这个传福音啊，从来不会毕业的哈。
So we never graduate from preaching the gospel.
No graduation.
There's no graduation.
一天知道你见主之前呢、啊，你还要传福音。
You must preach the gospel until the day you see the Lord.
啊，要知道说啊，你啊要临走前呢、啊，在病床上所说的话最受人重视。
Even the last word you say in your dying bed, those are the very important words.
所以你不要以为说啊，我病得快要被主接去了，我还能够传什么福音？
Don't say that. Well, I'm dying. I'm going to see the Lord. So how can I preach the gospel still?
主若给你看见，
if the Lord allow you to see,
这个愚门的经历，直到死为止，你都要经历的。
That this experience of the fish gate, you will continue to experience till the day you see Him.
主说得人如鱼。
And the Lord says, be fishers of men.
我们还有一个经历是什么呢？
And then there's another experience.
我们做基督徒在世上要像鱼一样。
And we, Christians on this earth, we must be like fish.
因为鱼在海水中。
Because fish in the sea.
但是海水中的盐分呢，进不到鱼的里头去。
But the salt in the sea can never enter into the fish.
你我生活在这世界上。
You and I living in this world.
这个世界是一个邪恶的世界。
This world is a wicked one.
我们有那个鱼的性质。
And we do have the nature of a fish.
是活鱼的性质。
We are alive.
那个罪恶，那个流行啊，是世上的流行。
Sins and the trends of this world.
影响不了我。
Cannot affect me.
我不知道你有没有受影响。
I don't know if you ever got affected by the world.
我年轻的时候。
When I was young.
那个时候在台湾啊。
Back in Taiwan.
他们流行一种啊喇叭裤。
They have this bell bottoms
啊，它这个裤啊垂得长长的，
so the pants are very long，
甚至盖过鞋啊。
So they're supposed to cover up your shoes。
所以呢，袖啊
，cover up your shoes。
这个走路的时候啊，是替政府扫街。
So when you walk with those pants on, you're supposed to sweep the street for the government。
啊。回到家里头啊，那裤管下面呢、啊、都是很脏很脏。
And then of course that part of the pants are so dirty.
哎呀，这个流行一来啊，大家都是被这个好像啊台风来了一样。
And it's almost like the hurricane just came.
秋风扫落叶。
And then you're sweeping all the leaves on the ground.
有好多人连基督徒。也是一样。
And even Christians follow that trend.
我要说，今天基督教里头啊有一个流。
So I must say that in Christianity there is a trend, there are flow.
什么呢？我常常看到什么呢？同情同性恋
者。Have compassion on the gays.
他们说啊，我们要有神的爱啊，要接纳同性恋。
We must have God's love and have compassion and accept them.
连什么呢？传道人啊，什么主教、啊、都可以同性恋者。
Even the Pope, the people in the church, they all do that.
这是什么？这是从索多玛来的流啊。
And that's a trend from Sodom.
弟兄姊妹们，我们可以爱罪人。
We can love sinners.
但是。是希望把福音传给他，
hoping that we can preach the gospel to them.
但是我们不能接纳罪人一同在教会里头。
But we cannot accept the sin in the church.
要分别这两样哈。
We must
接纳他成为弟兄姊妹。
We cannot accept them as brothers and sisters.
因为你若是真正得救的话，
Because if you are truly saved,
你的里头啊一定不容许你再留在这一个罪恶中。
Then inwardly you cannot accept the sin.
我不知道他们那些传道人那些主教他们的圣经啊是不是把一些的经文都拿掉了。
I don't know how people read the Bible. They might just tear up some pages.
连新约罗马书 最低限度啊，第一章 就可以看到了。
Romans chapter 1 clearly states
说、啊、男和男行可羞耻的事。
And that the men and men they do.
还有女人也是一样。
And same thing with the females.
这个是神所定罪的。
And that's what God cursed.
我们这个鱼的性质到底有没有活鱼的性质？
So、
我们到底还有没有？
So do we as fish still have the nature of a fish?
没有了，就被这世界上所有的思想潮流都感化了。
Then we'll be influenced and then follow the trend of this world.
第三个门
and the third gate
古门
is the old gate.
Old gate 啊，古老的古
The old gate.
古就是什么呢？从古就有的。
That is, there is from the time of old.
哎呀，这一个呢是讲什么呢
？What does this talk about?
实际上。圣经里头啊，最古老的道理啊，就是十字架。
The oldest doctrine is the cross.
当人犯罪之后啊
，When man sin，
就有一个十字架的影子。
And there is the cross.
啊，人啊，想要用树叶来遮羞。
Man wanted to cover up himself with a sheepskin.
神却是啊，用这个羊。的皮
wanted to cover with leaves, but then God used the skin to cover.
到了第四章
and until chapter four.
好，这个他们两个人的献祭都不同啊。
And two people offering up different sacrifices.
所以你都知道不一样啊。
They were different.
好多的影子都是十字架。
There are a lot of the offerings symbolizes the cross.
不但十字架是两千年前的事。
The cross is not something that just happened 2,000 years ago.
我说啊，连这个十字架的影子啊，在3500年前就有了。
Even the shadow of the cross was there more than 3,500 years ago.
当逾越节他们在杀逾越节的羔羊的时候
，On Passover when they slaughter the lamb.
懂得犹太人呐、啊，这个人文。背景的人告诉我们说
So the Jews who know the background tell us
他们要杀逾越节羔羊的时候
When they are to slaughter the lamb for Passover
是把右前脚跟左后脚啊用一根木棒绑住
They're supposed to tie the right front leg and the left hind leg
然后左前脚跟后右脚
And then the left front leg and the right hind leg
用另外一根
to another rod,
就是形成了一个十字架
so that forms a cross.
啊，他在那里被杀流血的时候
so when the lamb was being slaughtered,
是在啊十字架上为我们流血
and Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood for us.
这是一个古老的道理
and that is an old doctrine.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
不要轻看十字架
Do not despise the cross.
保罗他就说什么呢？除了我不知道别的。
Even Paul says, I know nothing.
基督并他钉十字架。
But Christ and his crucifixion.
今天有一个流。
Today there is a trend.
要除掉这个十字架太麻烦了。
To remove the cross because it's too troublesome.
太麻烦了。
It's just too troublesome.
哎呀，有人教导说啊，哦，
some were teaching,
今天呢是747的喷射机时代。747 jet line, the age of that, 不是什么呢？老牛拖破车的时代。The old cow 他是把十字架当作是老旧的太老了
He's treating the cross as old Old fashioned
我亲耳听到好几个人在讲这种话
I hear that with my own ears
有一个人说啊
Someone said
哦，我们掰饼聚会啊不是纪念主的事
Bread and cup meeting is not remembering the Lord
明明啊圣经里头说啊饼杯陈列啊
course,
表明主的死啊
it is.
啊他说 我们不是纪念主的死。
And they would say, this is not remembering the Lord.
哦，我们来是什么呢？主的死是2000年前的事。
And his death happened 2000 years ago.
我们今天来啊，乃是什么呢？带着主复活的生命而来。
Today we come with the resurrected life of Jesus.
主已经复活了。
He has risen.
主不再死了。
He no longer dead. He's no longer dead.
是不再死，但是他曾经死过又活而活到永远。
Yes, he's still not dead, but he died and then he rose from the dead.
到今天在天上啊，那个被杀的羔羊。
The lamb that was slain up on the throne now.
这那个被杀的羔羊啊。
The lamb that was slain.
圣经是说像刚刚被杀一样。
The Bible tells us that as if he was just slain.
他的死是永远长新的。
And his death is always is ever fresh.
要活化在我们眼前。
And it is to be portrayed before our eyes.
十字架是永远长新的。
The cross is ever fresh.
千万不要把十字架丢在一边了。
And never put the cross aside.
我知道今天这个时代是一个喜欢这样这样的时代。
I know this generation likes to be excited.
我所在的 Orange County.
Orange County.
哇，好几个这个大的宗派的总部都在那里。
A few headquarters of the denominations are there.
啊，有什么水晶大教堂
？There's a
Crystal Cathedral
Church.
Yeah. 还有一个 Saddleback.
The Saddleback Church.
还有 Calvary Church.
And Calvary Chapel.
Calvary Chapel. 还有 Living Stream.
The Living Stream.
还有一个
And one more.
Vineyard Movement 总部
Vineyard Movement.
啊，哇！我注意了，还有一个是什么呢？
What is it?
是一个叫做 Prosperity,
Prosperity
这个成功神学的
Prosperity Seminary、
啊、哇，都是人山人海、
It's very crowded、
啊、为什么呢？
Why?
因为啊，都有各种各样的活动。
There are all kinds of activities.
我不是不赞成啊，要打鼓啦，要跳舞啊，要迎接我们荣耀的王。
Not that I disagree with the dance or the drums and all that.
但是今天呢、啊，好多人就往这个外面的活动来专注。
But a lot of people are emphasizing so much on all these outward things.
越有那些活动啊。
The more boisterous it is on the outside,
就吸引越多的人。
Then the more people you attract.
哎呀，人山人海。
It's very crowded.
Yeah, 这个一个外国人呢、啊，在台湾呢、啊、讲这个人山人海，他是讲 People's Mountain, People's Sea.
So a Caucasian guy says, "People, Mountain, People, Sea."
很多
so many people
弟兄姊妹们，我们不要靠外面的活动。
Don't depend on outward activities.
我说啊，许多外面的活动啊，
A lot of the outward activities
都是魂的活动。
They are the activities of the soul.
啊，他们是讲说啊，只要有释放灵，灵出来了就好了。
Well, as long as your spirit is released, it's fine, right?
我注意观察。
And so I observed.
看到他们那个出来的不是灵。
I see when they come out, it's not the spirit.
是他们那一个人的本性。
It's the nature of that person.
那连罪恶，连什么都出来了。
Including sin, all these things are coming out.
这就像什么呢？
So what does that resemble?
你们所在地方有没有温泉？
Do you have any warm spring?
台湾有一个北投温泉。
There is one in Taiwan.
那我去洗的时候啊，哎，都是硫磺水。
When I went there, it's kind of dirty water.
硫磺。
硫磺。 sulfur water.
Yeah. 本来地底下的水啊，应该是非常清的，非常的清。
It's supposed to be very light.
但是因为经过地层，有硫磺层，有矿物层，出来的水啊，就带着硫磺，带着矿物。
But they went through different levels, and so the water coming out with sulfur.
同样的，若是没有十字架
，If without the cross.
你说你让你的灵啊从里头出来
if you were to say you let your spirit come out,
也许灵出来了
perhaps yes the spirit comes out,
但是你的自己你的 这个罪性罪行也一起出来
but your soul the sinful nature also come out with it,
所以还是要十字架
so we still need the cross,
这个古门的经历啊我们要好好的经历
the experience of the old gate we mustHave a good experience of it.
再接下去，另外一个谷门是山谷的谷。
And then following the old gate, we have the valley gates.
哎，我是从我的所住的地方叫做 Fountain Valley.
I live in Fountain Valley.
哎，我那个地方啊，又没有 fountain， 又没有 valley.
It has no fountain or any valley.
怎么叫做 Fountain Valley， 我就不知道。
Why it's called Fountain Valley? I have no idea.
我就怕我们古门的经历啊，也没有 fountain， 也没有 valley.
I'm afraid that it happens to us also. We have no experience of fountain or valley.
因为什么呢？我们都是哈哈哈，只要愉快，我们只要快乐、喜乐，够了，够了。
Because all we want is happiness, and that's enough.
你要知道。这个谷啊，在圣经中也有两个最出名的山谷。
There are two very famous valleys in the Bible.
一个是流泪谷。
One is the Valley of Baca.
还有一个是死荫的幽谷。
The other one is the Valley of Shadow of Death.
这是什么呢
？So what are they?
这是当你在那里经历十字架的时候。
That is as you experience the cross.
你有一些的受苦。你有一些的压榨
You have suffering and you are being pressed.
好像啊，死的阴影啊，也在你身上。
As if the shadow of death is right over you.
做基督徒啊，有时候啊，我不敢对刚蒙恩的人讲这个道。
And I dare not to say this to those who are newly saved.
说啊，基督徒啊，越受苦啊，越好。
That is the more suffering a Christian goes through, the better.
但是呢，我又觉得说啊，刚蒙恩呢，就要让你知道必须受苦。
But then I also need to let you know, just because you are just saved, that you'll be more blessed.
为什么我这样说呢
？Why do I say that?
有一次我到中国大陆去。
Once I went to China.
碰到一些人呐。
I met some people.
他们信主的时候啊
When they believed in the Lord
是人家传福音、啊、那个传那种福音啊我觉得不正确的福音、
The gospel that some people preach is not very correct
你来信主
Come believe in the Lord
信主就不会生病
If you believe in the Lord, you won't get sick
你生病了主会医治
If you get sick, the Lord will heal you
你生病了绝对不会死
And if you get sick, you will not die.
因为约翰福音主有一句话也说这病必不至于死
Because recorded in John that this illness will not lead to death.
哎呀他们就凭着 这些的福音、啊、来信主了
So then these people will believe in the gospel by these words.
结果啊生病了
But then they got sick.
他们就 complain.、啊、
And then they complain.
你这个主啊
Lord,
还没有三属的灵啊三属他们有敬拜三位 uncle、
So over there they worship three uncles
是他们哇、哦、很灵很灵这个主耶稣不灵
And they said these three uncles work really well really good but then Jesus doesn't work
结果呢拜拜
And then so they said bye bye
我不信了
I'm not going to believe in him anymore
也许刚蒙恩、啊、就要 先打预防针。
Perhaps right after you got saved, I have to give you a vaccine.
你越爱主啊，可能主要越让你受苦。
Perhaps the more you love the Lord, the more He will allow you to suffer.
你看我啊，很喜乐哈。
See, when you look at Brother Wang, he's very joyous.
我娶了一个全世界最顺服的日本太太。
I married the most obedient wife.
你知道吗？我是全世界最幸福的人啊。
I am the most blessed one on this earth.
吃的是中国料理。
Because I eat Chinese food.
住的是美国洋房。
And I live in a house that is in the United States.
娶的是日本太太。
And I marry a Japanese wife.
这是最有福的人啊。
Am I the most blessed one?
但是我要告诉弟兄姊妹。
But I must tell brothers and sisters.
我所经历的苦啊，你们不能想象。
The suffering I went through, I don't think you can imagine.
你们不能想象。
You cannot imagine.
甚至弟兄们向我转头，面向另一边。
Some brothers even turned their face from me.
连我所奉献的支票
，even the check that I made offering with，
告诉我说教会不要你的奉献。
And they would come to me and tear up the check and said the church does not want your offering.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
主把我放在那样的境遇里头。
He placed me in that circumstance.
那是要我什么呢？经历十字架，十字架产生苦难。
For me to experience the cross, because the cross produced suffering.
这个苦门的经历啊，你说不好吗？
And don't you think that that's a good experience, experience of the old gate?
我要告诉弟兄姊妹们。
I will tell brothers and sisters.
这个山谷啊，乃是啊山跟山中间最低凹的地方。
The valley is the deepest the area of the mountain.
所有的雨水啊，都流向山谷。
So all the rainfall will fall into the valley.
所有的产物啊，在山谷里头最丰盛。
And all the produce will be the most abundant in the valley.
当你苦受的越多
，the more suffering you have.
以我自己的经历来告诉你
，at least based on my own experience.
你就要知道说
，you must know that.
在主里头享受。太丰富了。
That you can enjoy so abundantly in the Lord.
太好了。
So good.
所以这个谷门的经历啊。
So this valley gate experience.
是苦难带进主的祝福。
So suffering will lead us to the blessings of the Lord.
好，再接下去我们不快讲的话就不行了。
So we have to hurry up.
粪场门。
The dung gate.
哎呀，这个名字一听啊，就觉得不好听。
This doesn't sound very good.
你想，哎呀，最好这个经历不太脏了，不要有了。
And you would say, well, this is too dirty.
弟兄姊妹，这粪场门呐、啊、很重要，你知道吗
？The dung gate is very important.
当时这个粪场门呐、啊，是把耶路撒冷所有产生出来的废物。
All the refuse that was produced in Jerusalem,
都从粪场门呐、啊、丢到溪谷里头。
They were all cast out from there.
保持全耶路撒冷城呐、啊、是一个干净清洁的。
So that the city of Jerusalem can be maintained clean.
这也就是预表什么？预表对付我们这个不好的、老旧的那个。肉体的污秽。
So it tells us that it deals with the filth of our nature.
我们必须要有这个经历。
We must have such an experience.
也要看重这个经历。
And we must esteem such an experience.
你越对付
，the more you deal with it.
你呀、啊、才能够什么呢？新陈代谢。
The more you can have the good replaces the old, the bad.
这个有些人很不喜欢啊，这个谈到这个粪场。
So a lot of people don't like to hear about this dung gate.
我听 听到一个笑话。
I've heard of a joke before.
啊，这个眼睛说它在身体里头最重要。
People say that the eyes are the most important of the body.
鼻子说我最重要。
And then the eyes would say that he's the most important, and then the nose said that he's the most important.
嘴巴说我最重要。
And the mouth said that he's the most important.
啊，手啦，脚啦，都夸他们自己。
So every one member in the body says that he's the most important.
对不起。
Sorry.
身体上有一个出口叫做肛门。
But in your body, there's a place called the rectum.
最不重要。
It's the least important of all.
所以啊，这一位老兄啊，一生气了就罢工。
And then if it tells you that it's going to take time off, it's not going to work anymore.
三天，四天，五天罢工。
He's going to stop working for 3, 4, 5 days.
结果啊，眼睛的都昏花了。
And then your eyes will go blurry.
鼻子啊，连臭的都不知道。
And then your nose can't even smell anymore.
手脚啊，都浑身乏力。
And your hands and your feet will be very weak.
最后只好来说，请你不要罢工，你很重要。
And then finally you will tell it, please don't stop working.
就情况好转啊。
And then you improve.
这告诉我们说啊，
and that tells us
这个粪场门这个经历
that the experience of the dung gate
非常非常的重要
is so important.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
你什么时候对付过你那个不好的
when have you dealt with the bad things?
什么时候好好在主面前呢、啊？一个一个你自己身上所有不好的肮脏的误会的都在那里对付
and that you dealt with all the filth and the dirty things that is in you
这非常重要
that is very important
因为这个经历要带来下一个经历
because this experience will lead us to the next one
就是泉门
that is the fountain gate
啊，主耶稣话说信我的人从他腹中啊，要流出江河的活水来。
The Lord Jesus said, "He who believes in me, out of his belly will flow the river of living water."
那里加上一句话说，什么呢？那时还没有圣灵。
And at that time, the Holy Spirit was not yet.
所以全门的经历啊，也就是预表什么呢？圣灵从我们里头啊涌流的经历。
So the experience of the fountain gate is that the Holy Spirit is flowing through us.
我知道。啊，你们一些从北加州来的
，Some of you from Northern California。
啊，这对这个圣灵啊涌流的经历啊，好像比较有。
Perhaps you have some experience of the Holy Spirit。
但是我要警告。
But I must warn you。
你这个经历啊，是不是在主面前确确实实从主来的
？Is this experience really from the Lord？
必须要有十字架的对付，必须要有这个粪场门的对付。
You must be dealt with by the cross as well as the old gate as well as the dung gate.
然后呢，圣灵才涌流出来。
And then the Holy Spirit will flow out through you.
我用圣经的一个实例。
There is also an example in the Bible.
你知道以撒。以撒是一个很蒙福的人。
You remember Isaac? He was very blessed.
啊，他到处啊都是享受。
He enjoyed everything.
连什么井啊，都是他父亲亚伯拉罕的仆人挖的井。
Even the wells were dug by the servants of Abraham.
结果啊，却被人呢霸占。
But then they were taken over by others.
啊，以撒就让步。
So Isaac would retreat.
再去挖井。
And he went and dug other wells.
啊，又得了一口井。
And then he got a well.
啊，得了一口井，又再被霸占。
But then other people took over again.
只等到有一口活水井。
Until he found a living well.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个井水、活水的涌流啊。
The living water can flow.
乃是什么呢？要挖，挖。
You have to dig.
把那个土啊挖掉。
You have to dig it out.
啊， 我们今天我们身上有好多啊挡住圣灵的流的东西。
We have a lot of things in us that is blocking the flow of the Holy Spirit.
我们不挖。
If we don't dig it.
而一直在那里讲说流流。
And we keep saying flow, flow.
有一点问题啊。
There is a problem.
所以全门的经历啊。
And so the experience of the fountain gate.
乃是告诉我们。
Is telling us.
是圣灵以外的东西都要被除去。
That is all, everything outside the Holy Spirit must be removed.
圣灵会自自然然地从我们身上流露出来。
And then the Holy Spirit will flow out through us naturally.
许多时候，从你身上所流露的，你自己不知道。
A lot of times, what you're flowing out, you don't even know what it is.
对不起，我在这里也许啊，有一点讲我自己。
Perhaps I will talk a little bit more about myself again.
我有一次到一个地方。
One time I went to a place.
我不会那一地方的方言。
I don't know the dialect for that place.
我只会讲 我会四种话。
I can speak four languages.
英语。
English.
Chinese. Mandarin.
Chinese. Mandarin. That is one of them.
还有日本话。
And Japanese.
还有台湾话。
And Taiwanese.
啊，我都四种话我都讲过到。
I can speak all four.
他是不会讲那个地方的方言。
But I couldn't speak the dialect in that place.
所以我只能讲普通话。
So I spoke Mandarin.
但是呢，在座的好多老人家都不会听普通话。
But a lot of people in the congregation could not understand Mandarin.
结果聚完会啊，
so、after the meeting,
我的同工来告诉我说、啊、
My co-workers came and told me,
黄弟兄啊，
He's a brother,
我告诉你，你不要骄傲。
Let me tell you, but don't be proud.
他们那些老人家都在那里彼此说啊。
The elderly brothers and sisters, they were saying amongst each other.
那个台上的人是从哪里来的？
The guy on the stage, where is he from?
他怎么懂得我们的方言呢？
How did he know our dialect?
他讲的每一句话我们都听得懂啊。
We could understand everything he said.
我说我不知道我讲什么，我讲普通话。
I said, I don't know. I spoke Mandarin, didn't I?
这是什么？
What is this?
自自然然的。
That is natural.
不要在那里啊，如果有一个人为的教导啊，我恐怕觉得说不是自然。
If it's man's teaching, then it's not natural.
那全门在下面就是什么？
Following the fountain gate is
水门。
The water gate.
水门啊，我们读这个以弗所书五章的时候就知道说啊，主用什么呢？话中的水，道中的水来洗涤教会。
And so in Ephesians 5, we see that the Lord uses the water of His Word to cleanse His church.
弟兄姊妹们，你读圣经的时候，
When you read the Bible,
你有没有感觉到生命水的流？
Did you feel the flow of water?
让你里头啊，生命新鲜过来。
So that your life is refreshed.
你如果还没有到这个地步，
If you're not in that situation,
我就恐怕你这对这个水门的经历就还缺少。
Then perhaps you still lack the experience of the water gate.
你要读主的话读到一个地步。
You must read the Lord's word to an extent.
读了，
you
可能我把话都忘了。
Perhaps you finish reading and you forget it.
但是我里头啊却满足了。
But then inwardly I am fed. I'm satisfied.
里头却新鲜了。
It's fresh inside.
我没有办法像别人读圣经哈。
I can't be like everyone else.
我有一个兄长。
There's an older brother.
他立志一生要读一千遍圣经。
He made up his mind to read the Bible 1,000 times.
三年前我问他。
Three years ago, I asked him.
我说哥哥啊，你说要读一千遍，你读这个完成这个誓愿了没有？
I said, older brother, you decided that you wanted to read the Bible 1,000 times. Have you finished?
他说不止啦，我已经读1260遍了。
He said, I have surpassed that. It's 1,260 times.
他 为什么能够读这么多的圣经？
How did he read the Bible so many times?
因为他觉得、啊、在主的话里头很有享受。
Because he find enjoyment in God's word.
受到生命水的洗涤。
And he is being cleansed by the water.
我小时候听到有一个、这个解说。
And、when I was young, I heard of this saying.
啊，你读圣经啊，记不得神的话没有关系啦。
You read the Bible, you don't remember God's word, it's okay.
这就像什么呢？你用竹篮子啊洗米。
That is almost like、you use a basket to wash、the rice.
那、啊、你这个米啊到河里头啊，哎，这个、洗一洗。
So then you took the basket with the rice out to the river.
竹篮一提起来。
And then after you wash it, you get the basket out.
水都漏掉了。
So the water is gone.
但是里头的米啊却清洁新鲜了。
And then the rice is clean.
哎呀，我读圣经常常忘记我。
Oftentimes after reading the Bible, I forget it.
特别是我最近大概 这些年呢，每天早上读的是用英语的圣经。
So lately I've been using the English Bible for my morning devotion.
但是呢，刚才读过的马上就忘记了。
But what I just read, I forget right away.
因为英语对我来讲是一种外国话。
Because English to me is a foreign language.
但是我觉得还是有味道。
But still, it's very tasty.
还是不同。
It's still different.
这个水门呢、啊，就是要我们好好读圣经。
So this water gate leads us to study the Bible diligently.
在座有好多年轻人。
Among us are many young people.
我要向你们挑战。
I will challenge you all.
我碰到在大陆碰到一个年轻人，二十，现在大概三十岁。
I met a young man who was in his thirties now.
他说、啊：“王弟兄。”
He's a brother Wang.
你提新约圣经任何一章，
Why don't you mention any chapter in the Bible?
我可以、啊、从最后一节背到第一节。
I can recite it from the very last verse to the very first verse.
真是服了。
And I really admire him.
这是从十来岁的时候就立志读圣经。
So he made up his mind to read the Bible when he was a teenager.
我是向你们挑战说、
so、I challenge you all,
要好好啊经历水门啊
to really experience the water gate.
不知不觉你这个人啊要全人啊要被神的话新鲜过来。
Because unconsciously you're being cleansed by the word of God.
接下去是马门。
Following that is the horse gate.
马在古圣经里头都是指的战马啊、要打仗用。
A horse in the Bible is oftentimes mentioned during warfare.
必须要有前面七种的经历。
You must have the first seven experiences.
生命长大了。
And your life grew.
生命成熟了。
And matured.
你才够资格打仗。
You can then qualify to fight.
所以难怪以弗所书啊。
No wonder in Ephesians we see.
要等到最后第六章。
Chapter 6
才说要穿上神的全副军装。
You have to put on the whole armor of God.
要等到什么呢？一二三四五，通通都经历好了。
You have to experience one all the way to seven.
才有最后的为主征战的经历。
Then you have to experience a fighting a warfare for the Lord.
我们都知道，在这世界上有好多什么呢？小孩的兵啊。
In the,
这个 child,
we, in the world, we have a lot of、child soldiers.
啊，这个非洲啦，这种东南亚啦
，Africa, East Asia.
还长不大的就拿枪。
They are not even grown up yet, and yet they have to carry a gun, a rifle.
几天前我在报纸上看到。
A few days ago, I saw in the paper.
哦，这个盖达组织啊，在训练五岁六岁的孩子。
So
the
Al Qaeda, they're training these young people to fight, to carry guns.
这当然都是没有人性。
Of course, that's totally inhumane.
但是我要说，在教会里头啊。
But in the church,
表面上我们信主很多年。
Outwardly, we believe in the Lord for many years.
很可能我们在主面前呢，还是小孩子一个。
Perhaps before the Lord, we're just a child.
如果我们心单纯像小孩子，主欢喜的。
Is as simple as a child, well, God likes that.
但是生命像小孩子，主不欢喜。
But if our life itself is like a child, the Lord doesn't like it.
这个就像啊，教会中啊，有好多幼稚园的小小兵要当兵啊。
And it would be just like a kindergarten kids.
Yeah. 他们都是在那里啊，乱打水枪啦什么。
They're playing with water guns.
在教会中，你要打仗吗？
In the church, but if you really want to fight,
你要为主征战吗？
If you want to fight for the Lord,
首先要长大。
And you must grow up first.
我觉得啊，首先要打的不是别人啊。
The first one to fight is not others.
先打自己。
You have to fight with yourself.
先打仇敌魔鬼撒旦。
And fight with the enemy.
我们啊，常常把什么呢？把主所爱的这神的儿女当作敌人。
Oftentimes, among the children of God.
我刚才说过，我在教会中很受过苦，很受过苦。
Oh, I just mentioned that I suffered a lot in the past.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
在我心中啊，我从来没有把任何一个人当作是我的敌人。
In my heart, I never treated anyone as my enemy.
弟兄姊妹还是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters are still brothers and sisters.
恶待我的人。
Those who mistreated me.
我还想办法去亲近他，去跟他一起交通、吃饭。
I will still try my best to have a good relationship with them.
这是我在主面前说这一句话。
I say that before the Lord.
我从来不把任何弟兄姊妹当作敌人。
I never treat any brother or sister as an enemy.
所以弟兄姊妹们，千万千万不要把弟兄姊妹当作敌人。
So never, never treat any brother or sister as your enemy.
我们是什么呢？
So what
对付自己。
We deal with ourselves.
对付撒旦。
And also with the enemy.
当我们在对付的时候，
As we do that,
第一个
The very first thing,
这个对付情欲，那个情欲一来的时候，
is that when the lust come,
圣经是告诉我们要逃避。
The Bible tells us we are to flee from it.
Yeah. 那么对付撒旦呢？
How about dealing with with Satan?
那是要抵挡。
We are to resist it.
我们常常啊，倒过来。
We oftentimes turn it around.
看到撒旦了就跑。
And when we see the Satan, we run.
啊，然后说我要对付我的私欲。
And then try to resist our lust.
啊，一直在那里抵挡。
Try to resist it.
你抵挡最后失败了。
But then the more you try, you fail.
所以啊，主告诉我们的方法，逃避私欲。
So the Lord tells us a way. You are to flee. You have to flee from your lust.
但是撒旦一来，我们要站住。
But when Satan comes, we have to stand firm.
要抵挡。
And we have to resist him.
所以我对这个属灵的征战，我想，我虽然人矮矮小小，我很勇敢。
Although I'm not big in stature, but I do dare to do that when it comes to warfare.
Yeah.不管对方所用的人呢、啊、是多么这个伟人，
It doesn't matter what giants are there.
我就像这个什么大卫对着巨人啊哥利亚一样。
I'll be just like David facing Goliath.
我一点都不惧怕。
I will not be afraid.
我们要有马门的经历。
And we must have this horse gate experience.
接下去是东门。
Following that is the east gate.
有些传道人啊说这个是殿的东门。
Some Bible scholar says that this is the east gate of the temple.
但是我到耶路撒冷的时候，我问过那里的专家。
When I went to Jerusalem, I asked the experts there.
我说尼希米记里头的东门是城的门还是殿的门？
I inquired the east gate mentioned here is this the gate of the temple or Is it the gate of the temple?
那这个专家告诉我是城门。
And they did say that it is the gate of the city.
我们都知道太阳从东边升起。
We know that the sun rises from the east.
他们当日啊守城门的人。
So that day, those who watch over the city.
特别是守东门的人呢、啊。晚上不睡觉。
Especially those who watch over the east gate, they don't sleep at night.
都向着东边呢、啊，看太阳什么时候升起。
They keep looking to the east to see when the sun rises from the east.
当看到一线太阳光出现了。
And then as soon as they see the glimpse of the sun,
他就在城墙上大喊说。
And then they will shout from the
east. 太阳上来了。
The sun is rising.
啊。所以就怎么样呢？所有的起来，所有的城门呢、啊、就开始开门。
And then the gates will be open, and everyone will get up.
这是什么呢
？What is that？
这是预表，你我啊，东门的经历就是警醒等候主的经历。
That symbolizes the experience of waiting for the Lord.
今天教会中啊，缺少是。警醒等候。
It's watching and waiting for the Lord, and this is an experience that we lack in the church.
反而呢，很多人很在那里好奇的说，哎呀，主什么时候要来
？So many people are wondering in curiosity, when is he coming?
我常听过许多的人在那里预言。
I hear a lot of people giving prophecies.
甚至最所谓最属灵的人在那里。
Even the most spiritual people would say,
"Oh, 有的预言一千八百多年前，公主后一千八百多年
1800 AD.
然后有的预言一千九百多年
1900 AD.
然后就又开始预言两千年
2000.
哇，好多好多的预言
So many prophecies.
我说这些讲预言的人啊
I said these people that prophesy.
简直比主耶稣还属灵。
As if they are more spiritual than the Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣说，人子也不知道。
Because the Lord Jesus said, even the Son of Man does not know.
只有父神知道。
Only the Father knows.
而这些传道人都知道了什么时候要回来。
So how can these preachers know when it is?
所以是比主更属灵了。
So they are actually more than the Lord, right?
为什么主不让我们知道他什么时候回来
Why doesn't the Lord allow us to know exactly when he's coming back?
如果说好2013年9月1号回来
If he tells us exactly he's coming back on September 1st, 2013
哇今天是8月31号
Today is August 31st
我只要24小时我坚持到底
I will persist to the end
明天、啊、我就是得胜者了
So tomorrow I'll be an overcomer
哇多好哦
So good
多精神啊
And it's really good
我以往有好多浪费的光阴啊
I have a lot of wasted time in the past
我可以用24小时可以把它补回来
But I can make it up in 24 hours
主才没有像你那么笨。
The Lord is not as stupid as us.
对，主不让我们知道他什么时候回来。
He does not want us to know when he's coming back.
就是要你我每一时刻，每一时刻都要警醒等候。
He wants us to wait, watch and wait for him moment by moment.
就像那守东门的人一样。
Just like those who watch at the east gate.
一直看着什么时候。太阳升上来。
Keep looking to see when the sun is rising.
第一个看见的就是得胜者。
The one who sees it first is the overcomer.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
你我有没有东门的经历呢
Do you and I have the experience of the east gate?
当你在警醒的时候
When you watch,
你知道说主要再来 you know, 你在那警醒的时候
You know it's time to watch because he's coming.
你的光景就正确。
Then your condition will be right.
啊，我听说过韩国啊，有一个说什么时候主来
？I've heard that the people in Korea have said the Lord is coming on a certain day.
所以好多的跟从的人呐、啊、
，a lot of followers，
把 工作辞掉，
quit their jobs，
把房子卖掉，
and sold their houses，
去买白衣，
and wore a white to buy a white garment。
在他所讲的那一天呢，跑到山上去。
On the day that he said that the Lord will come back, they will go up to the mountain，
在那里等候主来。
To wait for the Lord's return。
结果主没有回来。
But then the Lord didn't come back。
糟糕，下到山底下来啊，房子没有了。
They came back down to the foot of the mountain. They didn't have a house anymore.
工作没有了。
They don't have a job anymore.
就说你骗我。
And then said to this person, you tricked us.
我弟兄姊妹们，这个不是等候。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a wait.
这个不是东门的经历。
This is not the East Gate experience.
最后来到哈米佛甲门。
At the end is the Mikvah Gate.
哈米佛甲这个原文的意思啊，
The original meaning of this gate，
啊，就是检查，
is inspect，
校阅，
examine，
数点百姓，
to count the people。
主回来的时候，
When the Lord returns，
他要空中设立审判台，
He will establish his judgment throne。
每一个人都要照着个人的行为啊，向主交账。
And everyone will give his accounts to the Lord.
这是哈米佛甲门。
And that is the inspection gates.
这个，当一个国家外国的元首来到我们国家的时候
，When a leader of a certain country come to our country，
一定有一队啊，在机场有一个仪仗队。
Surely there are the guards standing by.
拿着枪啊。
They would be holding a rifle.
这个就请啊，这个、外国的元首啊，一个一个的看检查。
And inspect all these foreign leaders.
这个叫做校阅。
And that is examining.
我们主啊回来的时候啊。
When our Lord comes back.
他要一个一个来校阅我们。
He will examine all of us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们是怕人知道，不怕神知道。
Nowadays we are afraid people will know, but we're not afraid that God will know.
其实啊，当主再来的时候啊，神什么都知道。
When He returns, He knows everything.
你这个烟盖的事啊，没有一样啊，就是。藏住的
What is hidden in secret will all be exposed.
都要明明白白呈现在主的面前。
It will all be placed before the Lord.
那我们这个哈米佛甲门的经历是什么呢？
So what is the experience of this Mikvah Gate?
我想用尼弟兄的一首诗歌一节，我念给你们听啊。这个这一节就是我们圣徒诗歌372首的。第五节啊
，is in hymn number 372。
第五节
，75。
我今每日举目细望审判台前亮光，愿我所有生活工作那日都能耐活。
I'm daily gazing at the light out of His judgment seat, that all my living and my works.May stand the test of fire.
这个哈米佛甲门的经历就是这一这样的。
The experience of the inspection gate is just like this.
以那一天的亮光。
It is based on the light of that day.
那一天审判台前的亮光。
It is the light at the judgment seat.
我们都要细细的仰望。
And we must be gazing at that.
就盼望说，我今天。每一样生活工作
hoping that my daily life and my works
那一天呢都能够通过都能够耐火
that day may stand the test of fire
这就是我们每天所该有的经历
that is the experience we ought to have daily
如果我们有从阳门一直到哈米佛甲门这个经历
if we have the experience of the sheep gate all the way to the inspection gate
我相信荣耀的王要进来之前、啊、
I believe that the King of Glory,
我们每一个人啊，都能够抬起头来。
When he comes in, we will all lift our heads.
都不敢啊，不会说啊，不敢了、啊，低头了。
And we will not bow our heads.
但愿你我、啊、都彼此勉励。
And may we encourage one another.
从今天开始
，starting today，
要建立好这十个
城
门的经历
，the experience of these 10 gates，
然后我们能够迎接荣耀的王再来。
And then we can welcome the coming of the glorious King.
谢谢。
Thank you.